Welcome to Strange Talk with Doc. I hope everything's going good with you, and I hope everything is going good with yours. Today, real briefly, I just want to talk about something. It's a very happy day. It's always a happy day. It's a new day. It's a bright day. It's a day that I never lived before. It's the first time breathing today. I'm going to experience things today that I've never experienced before in my life because I've never lived this day. Yesterday is gone. There's nothing you could do about it. But it also makes me think that God laughs at all my plans. God laughs at all our plans. Unless it involves just glorifying him, it's a joke, really. Life is what you make it, is how you feel about it. But there's some realities to life. You don't grow, you're dying. If you don't grow, you're dying. You don't learn something each day, you're missing out on the blessing of life. Blessings are big, they're small. It's your perspective on it. What do you put importance into? Because no one is good. You've met some kind people, I hope. You've met some nice people, I really hope you have. But you have never met a good person. Don't fool yourself into thinking that anybody you've ever met, no matter how much you love them, are good people. They are not good people. There is only one good, and that is God. Think about that. Good, I'm not going to give you the definition of good, but look up the word nice, look up the word kind, and then look up the word good, because none are good but God. You know what I mean? Every day is a beauty. Well, every day can be hell. It depends on how you look at life. Do you ask for things? Do you expect things that you do not get? Because God's laughing at you. And because you're living a fake life, you're asking for things that you do not deserve. You're asking for blessings that are not there for you. Now, the devil will bless you too. But that's a curse. It's not really a blessing. So look at your day. Be happy in your day. Be happy sometimes in your afflictions, because that's where you'll be made perfect. That's where the perfection will come. How you handle when you're getting kicked in the head. You just got kicked in the belly and it hurts, and it hurts real bad. Do you cuss your existence? Do you cuss your situations? Or do you go through it with strength, dignity, pride, and grace? And hopefully, you will go through it like that. And you will come out the other side stronger, better, more determined, with more discipline and more obedience to the things that are important. And you could put some of the things that really do not matter at all behind you, because we do not want to spend our lives with God laughing at us. We want him to bless us. He makes promises, but he also promises that he will laugh at you. So just take that into consideration. And I'm going to move on to the regular portion of the show, but I'd like to start off each one with some kind of viewpoint on some kind of subject matter. Or what are we doing here? Really, you can listen to sports, news, TV, talk anywhere, anywhere on the planet. I'm just giving you my perspective on certain situations. And I think that God laughing at you and you saying, oh, happy day, is a very important thing. As we get older and as we get closer to the door that's going to close on us, what kind of door is going to be closed? What kind of life have you set up for what's beyond that door to be righteous for you, or judgment totally for you? That's on you. That's not on me. The information is out there. How you go about obtaining it and who you obtain it from and what you put your faith in is on you. We are all responsible for our own salvation. Nobody is responsible to save you. Nobody is responsible to help you. Nobody is responsible to guide you other than a person who's been put in those positions. And hopefully, not only have they been put in those positions, but they've been put in your life so that you can listen, grow, and learn from them. So Israel, Hamas, and Qatar are now in the midst of this truce. This truce is a good thing. It's a good thing for everybody to get their brains together, to calm down for 5 minutes, to stop with the destruction, stop with the loss of life, for people to go home to their families, for hostages to be released on both sides. This is a beautiful thing. Humanitarian aid to actually get into the Gaza Strip. Just a breathing for the worldwide to breathe, because people are uptight to have nothing to do with this. People are doing things criminal that really shouldn't be happening because they feel in a certain kind of way and they forget humanity. I don't understand why man always forgets, number one, we're all human beings. And if we could look at each other as human beings, then maybe you'll see a brother, maybe you'll see a sister, maybe even, you know, you'll see a cousin. It ain't even got to be as close as a brother or sister. Maybe you see a fourth cousin, and you don't even want to do them harm. So, you know, I hope that this ceasefire even goes longer than they thought it would be, so that, you know, peace talks could get involved. I mean, I will always say that Hamas was wrong from the get-go. But Israel has been heavy-handed. I will also say that. And because of the heavy-handedness, we have not really allowed this thing to go into where it needs to go. Calmer minds prevailing, peace talks to begin. And you know what? If somebody is criminal, then let them meet a judge, a jury. And if they have a case of an executioner, let that be the justice they receive. So New York last week was going crazy. They have this Adult Survivor Act. And it actually expired on 11/24/2023 at 12 p.m. So a lot of people filed cases against who they accused of being abusers of them in sexual situations. But I think they could only be civilly because the statute of limitations might have ran out. But you know what? Puffy got caught up in this thing again. I mean, his name has been dragged through the mud for the last week or so. And you know what? He's got to live with that. Either he did nothing wrong or he did a lot wrong. Eric Adams' name came up. Jimmy Fox's name came up. Sometimes people attack because it's a chance to attack. And I'm not there to know who did what and to whom. So I don't make that judgment. Now, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, the murderer of George Floyd, has been stabbed in an Arizona prison. I am shocked, actually, that more high-profile people like Chauvin do not become assault victims, do not die in penitentiaries like Jeffrey Dahmer did. You know what? A lot of people made a lot of jokes about this. This dude's commissary's going to blow up. You know what? I wanted him to pay for his crimes. And paying for his crimes is not getting the easy way out. Maybe two minutes of pain and then it's over. Sitting in that cell every day with his own thoughts, with the ghost of George Floyd visiting him on a daily basis, that's suffering. That's real suffering. We don't think about the psychological. Everybody just wants the physical punishment. The psychological punishment of having your freedoms taken away when you still have a lot of life to live is devastating. And you know what? We get mad when somebody only gets 6 years or somebody only gets 7 years. You don't know the damage of 365, 24/7. Unless you've been there, what that really does to a mind, to a body, and to a soul. So what? You've seen people return from prison and they buffer. They got serious waves. That's minor shit. That means nothing. Do you know what kind of technology changes within the course of a 20-year period, a 10-year period? Do you know some people who went to prison at 30 years old can't even adapt to this new world? They left, everything was a stick shift. Now everything's automatic. I mean, they don't even really know how to use computers. They don't know ATM machines. They, you know what? I don't know what kind of education people get behind bars to keep them up on modern technology. Maybe they get a lot, and maybe they get very little. I do not know, because I have not been there. I don't claim to know about places that I don't go or places I ain't never been. But punishment is a part of prison. Now, Derek Chauvin's mother is screaming and hollering about this type of thing doesn't happen. But does she care when this happens to Ray Kim in a prison in Mississippi? No, she doesn't. She's only screaming because it's her son. Now, she has that right, because that's what love does. Love makes you scream for those that you care about when they're feeling pain. Now, this might not be Derek's last time ever being assaulted. Who don't know? We don't know what was the circumstances behind this. Was it a word that came down from a shot caller? Was it a personal beef between the two? Was he bragging about a situation that set this other man off? I don't know, and I don't care. It seems like he will recover, but we don't know the permanent damage that it does. See, psychologically, he'll never feel safe again, even though he was supposed to be in a safety wing. I'm sure from now on, he will never feel safe again. His sleep is interrupted. And if people wanted him to suffer, then the suffering has begun. We lost a couple of people this week. Marty Kraft from Sid and Marty Kraft Productions, who gave us Land of the Lost and H&R Puffin Stuff. And I believe it was The Bananas. These were those shows from the early 70s that used to be on TV Saturday morning. And they would have these like big puffy doll mixed in with human being kid shows. I used to watch them. They were horrible, but I, you know, this is pre-cable everywhere, so I definitely was watching him. He died at the age of 86. Pablo Guzman, who is a New York City news legend. I believe he was one of those Puerto Rican activists back in the 70s, but then he became a newsman, a lot like Geraldo Rivera. He died at the age of 73. Now, Tiffany Haddish was arrested around Thanksgiving for DUI or DWI. And Tiffany, I don't really know, I don't know much about the woman, but it seems like every time I hear about the woman, it's in a bad and negative light. And I'm going to tell you, and I say this from the bottom of my heart with all sincerity, anybody who's fucking drinking while driving, anybody who's drinking while under the influence, whatever happens to you, I don't give a fuck. Now, because you don't give a fuck about what's going to happen to an innocent person who has nothing to do with you. In this day and age when we have Uber and we have Lyft and there's cabs, especially in big cities, and there you have credit cards, which can be accepted. This is not like the old days where you had no cash, you couldn't catch a yellow cab. This, there's no excuse under the sun to be under the influence and getting behind the wheel of an automobile. It's ridiculous. You could cost people their lives. And the sad part about it is you could be so drunk out of your mind, or so high out of your mind, you don't even remember killing people. You could kill. Think about this. Would you want on your conscience, would you want on your spirit that you cost four little children their lives? Tiffany Haddish, this is, you can't ever do this, girl. You can't. And I don't think this is her first time, but you can't ever do this. This is, you're a celebrity. People would probably take it as a joy to drive you home. I mean, there had to be somebody in your Rolodex that you could have called and said, get me the hell up out of here. I'll pick up my vehicle tomorrow. You know what? I'll pay my assistant to come back and get my vehicle. But never, ever put a key in an automobile or press that starter if you are under the influence of any kind of drug. And that includes pharmaceuticals that your body has not gotten accustomed to yet. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Too many people lose their lives each year for no reason at all due to somebody getting behind the wheel of a car who think that they can handle their high, and they cannot handle their high. And it's a damn shame. I hate when lives are lost for no freaking reason, no good reason. So we just had Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and I'm going to keep it real brief on both. I hope that you didn't put yourself behind the eight ball trying to be Sporty Jones and buying a bunch of shit for family, relatives, girlfriends, boyfriends, loved ones for Christmas that you cannot afford. I understand that the deals are set up, and they set up psychologically to lower the prices so much that you want to go out and get everything for everybody. You want to be looked at as the hero. Don't be the fucking hero. Be the smart person. Get for your mother. Get for your woman. Get for your children. Don't get for all your fucking friends. Unless you got it like that, don't do it. Don't put yourself in debt. Don't go from a good credit rating to a shitty credit rating because somebody told you it was Black Friday. Somebody said it was Cyber Monday, and that you feel some kind of way because you didn't go out and spend X amount of dollars. Don't do it. Now, I have forgot when I mentioned a passing away. Willie Hernandez, who won the American League Most Valuable Player and the American League Cy Young Award, and also the 1984 World Series for the Detroit Tigers. This Puerto Rican legend died at the age of 69. In 1984, the Detroit Tigers were the bomb. He was the best closer on the planet, or he would not have won MVP, Cy Young, and helped him win the World Series. So I say rest in peace to Mr. Willie Hernandez. So we have a shooting in a Walmart in Beaver Creek. This is in Dayton, Beaver Creek, Ohio. This dude, Benjamin Charles Jones, shot four people, then killed himself in a Walmart. I'm getting a little bit tired of not being able to know that it's all right to go to a big department store. It's all right to go to a movie. It's all right to go to a bar or a restaurant without somebody who obviously has self-hate. But before they leave the planet, they have to take other people with them. I will never understand that kind of psychological problems. And I believe that there's always red flags. And I believe that the people that are in people like Benjamin Charles Jones' lives are too cowardice to actually say that this brother needs some help. Let somebody get him some help before he hurts somebody. No, we always wait until they inflict damage on the world. And then we scream they needed help. Sometimes it's too late. And hopefully this never happens to anybody that you love. And hopefully it never happens to anybody that you know even, or anybody that you care about. So we had a lady lose it on a Frontier flight. She was climbing over seats. She was cursing and streaking and convulsion. And some lady decided to start praying for her and breaking into song. You know what? I feel bad for this young lady. I don't know what happened to her. I don't know if she was sleep deprived. I'm not making excuses for her, but you know what? To lose it up in the air. And I'd say thank you to the Frontier airline attendant who hugged this woman, who seemed to bring her back down to some form of reality. That hug looked like it meant the world to her. And you know what? For that alone, I thought that just sharing this story was worth it. Because she didn't have to do it. She could have treated her like a criminal. She could have treated her like a lunatic. She could have treated her like a crazy person. And she gave her compassion in a real stressful moment. And I say congratulations and thank you to that young lady. I watched a little TV this week. I watched this documentary called Bye Bye Barry. It's about Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders was a great football player who abruptly retired after his ninth season with the Detroit Lions. Now, this documentary was promising us that they were going to give us some kind of leeway into why Barry did what he did, but actually they didn't. Barry is an enigma. He wanted to remain a mystery, so it didn't really clear it up. But it did give us some backdrop into who Barry Sanders was and why he was the way he was. And I thought it was a very good documentary. If you get a chance, watch it. I also watched another documentary called The Choice Is Yours. This is about Drez from the Black Sheep. This dude from Detroit named Dilla. And Drez's reunion with Mr. Long, who haven't been as Black Sheep in years, but I guess they're back out on the road as Black Sheep. They're doing things together. I used to run into Drez almost on a daily basis on Fifth Avenue and 34th Street in Manhattan. I never bothered the man. I never even said what's up to the man. We would kind of give a head nod and keep it moving. It was early in the morning when I would see him. You figure like 7:45 to 8 a.m. And I didn't, I'm just a regular person. He's just a regular person who happens to have some fame. I didn't think that I had the right to be in his world. And he definitely didn't have the right to be in my world. So I never bothered the man, like I said, other than the head nod. I must have seen him 20, 25 times easily. And, you know, I'm glad to see that he's still out there. He's still out there doing this thing. He's still entertaining the world. I thought that they gave the song, This Choice Is Yours, too much props. I mean, I like Strobe Light Honeys just as much. I like the couple of songs by the Black Sheep. It's sad that they only really put out one or two good albums and that was it. It was over. I also watched another documentary. As you know, Doc loves his documentaries over here. I watched a documentary called Cypher. It's about a female Philly rapper named Tierra Whack. But it also dealt with some Illuminati type stuff that I thought it was a regular documentary. Then it kind of went left field when they started talking about Tierra and Illuminati and rituals and things of that nature, and a woman comes up missing. I don't know if they played Blair Witch Project on us with this one, or they actually were being serious, but it was an interesting view. I say watch it. I also watched Found. Gabby and Sarah's relationship is off the charts right now. Sarah has actually promised Gabby that he will kill the other woman if she ever breaks off this relationship that she has with him. He's considering being a prisoner in her basement to continuation of this relationship that he had when he had her captive. Now it's her turn to have him captive. And her, I'm not really understanding how she's unarmed, how she just trusts that he'll never be able to get out of these chains, and what'll happen if he does, if he outs himself from her basement and screams while she has company. I mean, she's really living in a form of prison. I say at this point in time, it would have probably been better off if she killed him when she found him or turned him over to the authorities. Hard Knocks in season with the Miami Dolphins has returned. It was a pretty good first episode. They played they didn't play the Jets as of yet. I believe they had played the Vikings and the Raiders that week. So this week we'll deal with them playing the Jets on Thanksgiving Day. I can't wait to see what that's going to be about. Drake has released a new album. I have not heard it, so I cannot review it as of yet. It's called For All the Dogs, the Scary Hours Edition. I'm going to check that out. I have that on queue. When I get a minute, I will listen to it. So Angel Reese from the NCAA champion LSU Tigers women basketball team, she had an interesting week last week. You know, I believe she suspended. She didn't get to go with the team to the Cayman Islands. I wish whatever's going on with her, she gets this shit together, LSU gets their thing together, and that everything becomes what it needs to be, because she's a big star. I want her to go on and make her money. I want her to be that Barbie, Bayou Barbie that she claims to be, but also an example for young girls, somebody another young black woman who young black girls can look up to and say, you know what, I want to be like her one day. I want to be like her. But you can't be a clown. You can't be a jokester. You got to take this shit deadly serious if you want to be a role model. And it pays to be a role model. It's good to be a role model. Everybody's not cut out for it. And over the next couple of months, we will find out if she's cut out for it or not. Because when she gets to the WNBA, those are going to be grown women. They're not going to play teenage women and girl games. This is a business to them. This is how they pay their mortgages. This is how they pay for their kids. This is how they pay for their wives and their husbands, their car notes. When you get to the professional level, it's no longer a game. This is real world. People are expecting you to be on time, to be where you're supposed to be, at the time you're supposed to be, and to excel at the highest level that you possibly can. So, former WWE legend Tammy Finch, better known to everybody as Sunny, who is now 50 years old. See, listen to this, Miss Tiffany Haddish. She has been sentenced to 17 years in prison for the 2022 car crash that killed the 75-year-old man. Her blood alcohol at the time was 3 times the legal limit. Sunny had been driving around drunk multiple occasions. She became a menace to society for her drinking and driving. And then she cost probably somebody's grandfather their life. Now she's 50 years old and she's got to spend the next 17 years in prison, which probably means she has to at least do 12. Plus, she has 8 years probation, so she probably will never spend another what we call 100% free minute in her life. But this is self-inflicted. Self-inflicted. You do not have to drink and drive. You just do not have to do it. You do not have to be under the influence of alcohol and operate a motor vehicle. WWE had their war games. As you all know, CM Punk returned at the end of the show. I'm going to mix in some War Game thoughts with some of my Raw thoughts because I watch Raw also. CM Punk came back. He did. They gave him the last couple of minutes on the mic on Raw. He did not attack AEW, which probably shocked and upset a lot of WWE fans. I don't really remember him mentioning them at all. He seemed to appear in better shape than I last seen him in AEW. He looked younger. He looked fresher. He looked healthier. Does he have something to add to the ball game? Yes, he does. It looks like him and Seth Rollins will probably work an angle that will lead all the way up to WrestleMania. You could have him as one of the main events, and then you could have Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes as the other night's main event at WrestleMania. And you know what? If he pulls this off and he works and he does what he probably had to promise Triple H and the guys in the back that he would do and be professional, I got no problem with it. War Games was very good as far as I'm concerned, people. The women's War Game match, naturally you had Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Shotzi, and Becky Lynch. They defeated the team of Damage Control. Io Sky doing that spot off the top of the cage with a garbage can on her head. I mean, that is so dangerous, but boy, she does that so well. I mean, I love Io Sky and her moon walking in the sky. It's a beautiful thing. Bianca showed her power as she always does. Charlotte is deceptively powerful. I mean, Charlotte walked around with somebody on her back in the sky, and not just one or two steps. She climbed the ropes with, I believe, barely on her back. That's not an easy thing to do for a grown man, so I can't imagine what it would do for her. WWE, you had the Intercontinental Champion, Gunther, took on and defeated The Miz. The Miz had to go through some fire in that match. It looked like Gunther really put the screws to him when he put on which looked like Jericho's the walls of Jericho. And when he put that knee in his back, The Miz either sold it really well or it really hurt like hell, and he won. Santos Escobar defeated Dragon Lee, and he looked good doing it. He gave Dragon a lot of light, but Santos came off as good and villainous. It was well written. It was greatly performed. These are two elite wrestlers, and it looked like that. You had the Rhea Ripley defeated Zoe Starks for the Women's Championship. Rhea looked like the monster, but Zoe held her own. Zoe also held her own on Raw against Nia Jax. Zoe is establishing herself as one of the go-to young ladies in the WWE. And as Shayna Baszler told her, you only been here for a hot minute and you're already all right. You're good. They can go to you. You had the men's war game. Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, Sami Zayn, Jey Uso, and Randy Orton defeated the Judgment Day with Drew McIntyre. Okay, so they had Drew McIntyre act like he was storming out, but Drew appeared on Monday Night Raw. He's with the company. He's with the company. I don't know if they work in us, because it seems like he wants to come after Seth Rollins. He attacks Seth Rollins. I think that would make a hot angle until they could fit in CM Punk into that angle some way. And maybe they could have those three guys do something where they do a triple threat match down the line. Randy Orton looked good. Then Monday Night Raw, he took on Dirty Dom. He beat Dirty Dom. Randy Orton looks bigger, thicker than I've ever seen him. He also looks happy. He looks like he's ready to rock and roll. Him and Jey Uso made up, but he told him that if you act up, I'm here to take care of you. Let me see. What else could I say about this? Cody Rhodes was attacked on Monday Night Raw by Sensei, who blew red mist in his face. I thought that was kind of cool. I didn't know that he was targeting Cody this whole time, that he's been doing his vignettes. So that was all right. But as a whole, if you have not seen War Games and you got nothing else to do and you want to go to their network and get this pay-per-view, I say that you won't be wasting your time, that it'll be something that you actually will be able to enjoy. It was a well-done show. I will give the show a strong A. Tiger Woods is coming back this week. He's playing in what's called the Hero World Challenge. It's his tournament, people. Tiger Woods, do not let these people fool you. Tiger Woods right now is playing in the Masters, he's playing in the Genesis, and he's playing in the Hero World Challenge. The Hero World Challenge is his tournament. The Genesis Championship, the one that he got into the car crash in a couple of years ago, is one of his biggest sponsors. So even if he has to crawl, he plays in that. The Masters is the Masters. That's why he plays in this. Now, this Hero World Challenge, he probably won't be on his feet as long as most, because there's only 20 players, and I'll give you a breakdown of who they are. It's Brian Harmon, Lucas Glover, Cameron Young, Step Straka, Tony Finau, Wyndham Clark, Keegan Bradley, Ricky Fowler, Matt Fitzpatrick, Justin Rose, Sam Burns, Scotty Scheffler, Tiger Woods, naturally, Justin Thomas, Jason Day, Colin Morikawa, Will Zalatoris, who I am glad to see is back from back surgery, Jordan Spieth, Max Homa, and Victor Hovland. That is your complete and utter feel for the Hero World Challenge, which begins on Thursday and ends on Sunday. The UFC, after taking a little break, is back this week. On 12-2, UFC Fight Night is going to be the main event. Is Daniil Dariush versus Armand Tuscasca. You got Dan Hooker taking on Bobby Green. Kevin Gastelum is taking on Sean Brady. Davison Figueiredo is taking on Robert Font. You got Misha Tate taking on Julie Avila. Kirill Roundtree Jr. is taking on Azmet Mazakazov. See, that's your main card, so that's pretty good. You on the undercard, you got Wellington McDermott taking on Jordan Gordon. Vanessa Hardy's taking on Jamie Lee Hurt. You got Dakar Close taking on Joe Salakis. You got Zachary Reese taking on Cody Brundage. Clay Guida's on the undercard taking on Joaquin Silva. So this is a real solid, solid card, especially after a two-week break. They took off over the Thanksgiving holiday. And if you like the UFC, that's your card. So LeBron James became the first man in NBA history to reach 39,000 points. Congratulations to Mr. LeBron James. His team also lost by 44 points last night in a basketball game to the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, Josh Giddey in the NBA right now, I don't understand what's going on with them. Either Josh Giddey is messing around with young women, which is vile, filthy, and criminal, or he's not. And the NBA is acting like this is not going on. We have not heard Adam Silver. Now, when Ja Morant was in his thing, when Kyrie Irving was having his thing, Adam Silver was all over it. This is not even being mentioned on the talk shows. I watch ESPN. I watch Undisputed. They're not even mentioning this kid at all. And this is vile. Maybe because they condone it. I can't say for sure. But Josh Giddey should be a topic of discussion at least, especially since he's becoming a big deal in OKC. He really should be a topic of discussion. Now, I'd like to give you the NBA games, what I call them, game of the week. So we're going to start with today, which is Tuesday. You got the Bucks taking on the Heat. You got OKC, which has Josh Giddey, taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. You got Golden State versus Sacramento. Wednesday, you got the Suns versus the Raptors. The Jazz versus the Grizzlies, I'm sorry. You got the 76ers versus the Pelicans. You got the Clippers taking on the Kings. Thursday, you got the Pacers taking on the Heat. You got the Jazz taking on the Timberwolves. You got the Lakers taking on Josh Giddey and the OKC again. You got Atlanta taking on my Spurs. The Clippers taking on Golden State. Then Friday, you got the 76ers versus the Celtics, the Knicks versus the Raptors, the Spurs versus the Pelicans, the Nuggets versus the Suns. Saturday, you got the Warriors versus the Clippers, the Pacers versus the Heat, Atlanta versus Milwaukee, OKC with Josh Giddey again versus Dallas. You got the Nuggets versus Sacramento. And there are no games in the NBA on Sunday. Let me repeat that. There are no games in the NBA on Sunday. It's an NFL day or golf day. And talking about the NFL, the Jets started Tim Boyle at quarterback versus the Miami Dolphins. The Colts released Shaquille Leonard. Nobody has yet to pick up Shaquille Leonard. I'm wondering if he's physically unable to perform, because there are teams that could use a linebacker, and that includes my Dallas Cowboys, and it's been a week and nobody has picked him up. The Raiders cut Marcus Peters. I like Marcus Peters a lot. I think that Marcus Peters he always just looks troubled, but I don't know what kind of guy he is behind the scenes, but I always thought he was a solid football player, and I think that he could help somebody's defensive backfield if his mind is in it. I don't know. The Cowboys' Deron Bland on Thanksgiving broke the single-season pick six record with his fifth of 2023. And this is an undisputed record. Nobody could ever say it took him 15 weeks, 16 weeks, 17 weeks, or even 12 weeks. He did this in what would be considered, under any circumstances, the least amount of games that you could break and establish a record in the NFL, because he did it in 11. Even back in the olden days, there were 12 games. He even did it one game under the olden days. The linebacker's Jalen Phillips. He suffered a torn Achilles. Now let's get into what happened in some of these games. Jordan Love had tied a career high. He had three touchdown passes, and he led the 5-6 Packers to a 29-22 win over the North leading NFC 8-3 Lions. The Lions looked horrible. They did not show up on Thanksgiving. I don't know where their mindset was, and Jordan Love looked pretty good. Like I already told you, Devron Bland had a pick six. Dak Prescott threw for four touchdowns, and the 8-3 Cowboys had their 13th straight home win over the 4-8 Commanders at by the score of 45-10. Christian McCaffrey had 114 yards, two touchdowns for the NFC West leading 8-3 49ers and led them to a 31-13 victory over the 6-4 Seahawks. Seahawks are not who people think they are, people. Javon Holland returned a touchdown on an interception to end the first half, 99 yards. Jason Waddle and Tyreek Hill both had over 100 yards. Raheem Mostert ran for two touchdowns, and the 8-3 Dolphins beat up the 4-7 Jets 34-13, who I told you Tim Bowles was starting that quarterback for. Jets offense stinks. I don't care what Aaron Rodgers says about coming back this season. I believe he's just a bold-faced liar. I believe that he's full of shit. I think that he just needs the attention wherever he can get it and as much as he can get it. Derrick Henry ran for two touchdowns, and the 4-7 Titans held off the 1-10 Panthers. Bryce Young, they held off the Panthers, and the score was 17-10. Bryce Young tries. Bryce Young is so small, and he takes so much punishment. He doesn't have a lot of weapons. I'm not going to hold him entirely at fault about this. Now, this game for the Panthers led to Frank Wright being fired. They should have let Frank Wright at least ride out this season. I don't think this was right. It wasn't like the Panthers were going to be good this year. This is just to embarrass the man. I don't like how they conduct themselves in Carolina. But you know what? That's why it comes back to bite you in the ass. How you treat people is how you're going to get treated in the long run. Trevor Lawrence threw for 364 yards. And the Texans meet the 6-5 Texans missed the last second field goal, and the 8-3 Jags held on to beat them 24-21. I am so disappointed in Houston's defense. Every time CJ Stroud led them to a score to take the lead, Trevor Lawrence would then just beat up the Texans defense and get them back the lead. And didn't put a field goal kicker to miss it at the end. It's ridiculous. I mean, this rookie is outstanding. He's the second overall pick in the draft. He threw for another 304 yards and two touchdowns. The 4-8 Giants beat the 2-9 Patriots 10-7. The Patriots had a chance to tie this game on a last second field goal that they missed. Patriots just can't get right. This is a bad season. This is a season that they wish they never had, but it happens to teams. I don't see it bouncing back. It's time for Bill Belichick to start looking at the front door. Desmond Ridder had two interceptions, but he led the 5-6 Falcons past the 5-6 Saints 24-15 and into first place. 5-6 is a first place team in that division. Think about that. The 7-3 Steelers, everybody's going crazy. They finally piled up some yardage. They piled up 421 yards at the fire in Canada, and they beat the Joe Burrowless Bengals, who were 5-6, and they beat them by the score of 16-10. It wasn't like the Steelers went crazy offensively. I mean, if you think about it, the score was 16-10, but this 7-3 with an inept offense, really. So good for them. Jonathan Taylor scored twice, and it helped the 6-5 Colts beat the 4-7 Buccaneers 27-20. The 6-5 Broncos defense, which has been crazy, got three more takeovers in a 29-12 win over the 7-4 Browns. This is the fifth win in a row for the 6-5 Broncos. The Broncos started this season 1-5, and they're now 6-5. And people are starting to talk about playoffs and this, that, and the other. Now, I will say that defense has been monstrous over the last four or five games. They got something like 16 turnovers in that span. But I don't really see the Broncos doing much. Even though Russell's playing well, he has 20 touchdowns and like four interceptions. That is a great ratio. Matthew Stafford threw for a season high four touchdowns, and the 5-6 Rams beat the 2-10 Cardinals 37-14. Jalen Hurts ran for a touchdown in overtime, and the 10-1 Eagles beat the 6-6 Bills. It is hard for me to even say that. The 6-6 Bills, they beat them 37-34. Late game, Josh Allen missed Gabe Davis for what could have been potentially a game-winning touchdown. He looked one way and the ball went the other way. It was, you know what? I'm not going to say that the Eagles are lucky at all, but there was a play where Josh Allen was clearly horse-collared right in front of the referee, and I'm still trying to understand why that wasn't flagged. On Monday night, you had Patrick Mahomes throw. No, this was Sunday night's game. You had Patrick Mahomes throw for two touchdowns, and the 8-3 Chiefs rallied from 14 down to beat the 5-7 Raiders 31-17. In this game, Andy Reid won his 125th career game as the Chief Colts. As the Chiefs coach, he passed Hank Stram for the team record. Now, this makes Reid the first NFL coach to have the distinction for two different teams. He also won 130 games as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. So now, for the Kansas City Chiefs and for the Philadelphia Eagles, your all-time winningest head coach is Andy Reid. That means that man can really, really coach people. Zach Flowers caught and ran for a touchdown, and the 9-3 Ravens forced four turnovers and beat the Chargers, the 4-7 Chargers, 20-10. Lamar Jackson ran for 39 yards on 11 carries and became the fourth quarterback in NFL history to surpass 5,000 career rushing yards. Now, Monday night's game, you had the 4-8 Bears take on and beat the 6-6 Vikings 12-10 on four field goals by Kerryo Santos and four interceptions of Joshua Dobbs. I am so glad that I didn't get deep into that game because that's a garbage bowl. Four field goals to one field goal and a touchdown, and Joshua Dobbs finally having that horrible game with four interceptions. Now, next week, this is your next week's schedule. First, let me tell you who's the bye teams. The bye teams is Buffalo, who desperately need it. Chicago Bears, Las Vegas Raiders, Minnesota Vikings, the New York Giants, and the Baltimore Ravens. The first team I met was Buffalo. Thursday night game, you got Seattle coming into Dallas. If Dallas has their heads on right and focus and don't take Seattle for granted and Geno Smith, they should win this game at home and have their 14th straight win. Seattle is not very good. You got DK Metcalf. I don't know if the running back will be returning for Seattle. Walker, the 15th. You got Lockett and DK Metcalf, and that's pretty much it. Dallas Cowboys offense has been rolling. Dak has been looking good, so I take the Cowboys. The Colts are going into Tennessee. If Garner Minshew doesn't play like a dodo bird, They have enough to beat Tennessee, even in Tennessee. You got the Chargers going into New England. I'm taking the Chargers. No need to waste a lot of words on this. The Lions are going into New Orleans to play the Saints. Saints have a good defense, but the Lions have definitely got to get it together. They have not looked fantastic the last 2 weeks, and I think this is a bounce-back game for them. Atlanta is going into New York to play the Jets. Atlanta is just overall a better rounded team than the Jets. I'm taking Atlanta. The Cardinals are going into Pittsburgh to play the Steelers. Steelers hold serve at home. They're just a better team. Arizona is nothing. The Panthers are going into Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield, Mike Young, and Godwin get healthy against Carolina. The Dolphins are going into Washington to play the Commanders. Dolphins win. Broncos are going into Houston to play the Texans. Texans bounce back in the Denver's winning streak. That's over, people. The Browns are going in to play the Rams. The Rams at least have their real starting quarterback. They're home. So I'm going to pick them even over that hell of a Cleveland defense. The Rams win at home. San Francisco is going into Philadelphia to play the 76ers. By far, this is the game of the week. San Francisco has got to beat Philly. Philly is due for a letdown. They are 10-1. It's time. I'm going with the 49ers to beat the Eagles in Philadelphia. Your Sunday night game is the Chiefs are going into Green Bay to play the Packers. Love is not going to have back-to-back outstanding games. Mahomes needs this game because the Ravens are not giving him any room, and they want to play for home field advantage in the playoff because they have had every playoff game come through Kansas City, and they don't want that streak to end. So I got the Chiefs beating Green Bay in Green Bay. The Bengals are going into Jacksonville Monday night. Jacksonville is a better team, especially without Joe Burrow on the other side of the field. So I got Jacksonville winning this game. Remember, people, oh, happy day. You heard the song, oh, happy day. I'm no singer, so I'm not going to try that. But you got to keep that in mind. Every day is a happy day. You breathing, you living, you loving, you eating, you sheltered. You warm, you cold, you sick. How's your perspective on, is it still a happy day? You above ground, you haven't met judgment yet? Because think about your plans, what you're going to do with your plans, how you want things to go. How do you really know how everything flows if you get what you want? Have you ever thought about that? If you everything goes perfect for you, what else has to fall down the wayside for everything to be perfect for you? Who has to suffer so that perfection can happen just for you? Do you only think of just you? What do you think of others, less fortunate, those who don't have means, those who don't have anybody? Do you ever give back to the world, or do you just have your hand out to the world and expect it to be filled? So don't make up plans that God's going to laugh at. Go with whatever his plan for your life is and ask for the directions and the keys to be able to handle the things that will come at you to make his plans come true. And basically, that's all I want to say about that subject. I'm going to tell you like I tell you each and every time, people. Peace to you and peace to yours.